live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. Once again, we have a very packed show for you today. We're going to start out by talking about Veteran Affairs with our friend John Stuzinski from VFW Post 10226 in Prescott Valley. Then we'll have a chat with Director Jean Lippincott. She is directing the Prescott Center for the Arts production of Doubt, coming very soon to the main stage. And then we'll chat after the news with Link with Kate Baker. On the other side of the mountain, she is heading up the Professional Women's Group Scholarship Program. So a real mixed bag for you today. We want to remind you that, of course, today is opening day for Major League Baseball, and the Arizona Diamondbacks are opening their 20th season. And we will have a viewing party starting at 5 o'clock this evening at Streets of New York Pizza in the plaza. It's the Sprouts Walgreens Plaza at the corner of Sheldon and Montezuma in Prescott. And that will get underway at 5 o'clock. We'll have plenty of Diamondbacks and radio station swag and prizes and giveaways there. So make sure you show up for that. Plus great pizza at Streets of New York Pizza. Gets underway at 5 o'clock on the radio side on KQ&A. We will carry the Diamondbacks opener and all their games this year. Tonight, the pregame show gets underway at 6:30. The first pitch at 7:10. That's a half hour later than normal because, of course, being opening day, they bring the players out, they line up along the foul lines, and they have different presentations. So a very special event underway at Chase Field this evening. And if you are leaning toward musical entertainment, shows coming to the Prescott Elks Theater include Those British Girls, that's a rocking tribute from Petula Clark and Dusty Springfield, through Shirley Bassey, the Spice Girls, even Adele. That is coming up tomorrow at the Prescott Elks Theater. The three international the three international tenors will be there the very next night. Then coming up in April, Manilow and Midler, the tribute show on Friday the 6th, and the always sold out ABBA Fab coming up on Saturday the 7th, all at the Prescott Elks Theater. So stay tuned. We've got John Stuzinski just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQ&A.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeld, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Wish you could get a new SUV that fits your budget? Well, you're in luck. This month, Lamb Nissan has brand new SUVs for less than $20,000. Hi, I'm Ed Walsh, and this is Beg. All remaining 2017 Nissan Rogues are 20% off, which means you can buy a brand new SUV for $18,480. And right now, all remaining 2017 Altimas are 25% off. Save over $6,500 on new 2017 Altimas starting at only $19,631. Plus, get 0% financing for 72 months on all remaining 2017 Titans. Our 2017 inventory is going fast, so hurry in now and get a brand new SUV for only $18,480. Go to LambNissan.com for all the great specials and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan in Prescott, we're here to serve.
Prices include all manufacturer rebates plus tax, title, license, and $399.50 dock fee and expire April 2nd, 2018. 0% on approved credit while supplies last.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:07. It's time to talk VFW events. We have our friend John Stuzinski and Stan Herrera in the studio. John, Stan, you guys have a lot of fun things coming up. What's going on?
Well, fun things, yes, but the real reason behind them all is fundraisers for the Post. Mm-hmm. Stan is our, we're having a USO show coming up in May, and Stan's the producer, director, actor, joke teller once in a while.
A true Renaissance man, isn't he?
He does everything.
I will not wash the dishes, though.
Okay.
He's got, well, we're using paper plates, that's okay.
Stan, let me ask you, since you're putting on the USO show, is the USO, are they still operating overseas?
Absolutely.
For arms?
Absolutely.
So they've been around a long time,
right? Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this. I know from my friends who operate the Senior Center in Prescott Valley, the Casa Senior Center, mm-hmm. when they put on a USO show, it's always 1940s era. What era are we talking about with your show?
Well, this particular show this year is the 1950s meets the future. So it's
nice.
That's the theme for the show. We kind of do it in kind of the old Bob Hope type USO shows, mm-hmm. where they'd go out and visit the troops. We try to honor all the veterans, all the different branches of the service. So there's a little bit of that in the show. And then we move into the songs and the songs of the 50s of this mm-hmm. year, and then another military tribute towards the end. But it's also with, they serve a dinner before. So it's a fun evening, and I invite folks to come out. We've been very well received. I think this is our fourth.
Third.
Well, it's third for years, but I mean for our group, the Dewey Bottom Players, this is our fourth presentation of this. So different. We've done different shows.
So your veterans are coming from a wide range of backgrounds, and age-wise and experience-wise for this show, right?
Absolutely, yes, both. Yeah.
Well, you know, you think about it, there's a lot of good music came out of the 50s and 60s, and of course, you know, through today, if you choose real carefully. you know, it's funny because I'm sure since we're all about the same age, we're starting to sound like our parents. Now, when they say, that music today, my parents said the same thing about my music. So, well, John, tell us about what it takes to put together a USO show. Now, Stan, of course, had a lot to do with that. What kinds of things do you guys have to do to put together a big entertainment show like this?
Well, the Post has the easy part. We have to, we find the venue, we go ahead and work up the menu. Make sure the seating's okay. We sell the tickets. Stan, to me, has a difficult part, and mm-hmm. that is getting the cast together for the show. His group has been together, I guess this is our third one, and though he's doing the 50s, the first two, he kind of started earlier than the 50s, started in the 40s and working his way up. And trying to make the shows different each year.
Yeah.
Because I had one person tell me, he says, oh, I saw your last two shows. You know, there's no use me buying a ticket. I says, no, this is a whole new show.
Yeah.
And it's very exciting. He doesn't even tell me what's in the show.
You know, just I interviewed about 2 weeks ago a lady from the other side of the mountain who is putting together a USO show of her own. And one of her featured performers was a lady who used to perform in the USO shows overseas. Her name is Terry Frankel. And Terry was also one of the Doubleman twins.
Yeah, we were together for one of our shows.
Yeah.
She lived in Sedona at the time, mm-hmm. I think. Wasn't able to come that weekend, but I was aware of that. And
I'm wondering how many younger listeners are going, Doubleman twins? What are you talking about? But we remember all that, don't we?
Sure we do.
Boy, sure do.
Hey, tell us about some of the great food coming up, because you've got not only the USO show on May 19th, you've got a comedy hour coming up. And before we get to the comedy show, tell us about the dinner coming up on the 30th, which, by the way, is tomorrow.
Well, every Friday we have a dinner at the VFW Post. This week we're featuring petite sirloin steaks with some breaded shrimp on a side, baked potato, vegetable dressing, salad, and dessert. All of our meals cover everything, except, of course, your drinks.
Mm-hmm.
We also, besides the steak, we're featuring a fish fry along with it, because it's Good Friday, and I'm sure there's an awful lot of people out there who just don't eat meat on Good Friday.
Sure.
So we have baked or fried cod. We have beer battered or cornmeal battered catfish. We have a shrimp plate.
Carry on.
Oh. We have a shrimp plate with fries and coleslaw and... and dessert. We serve dinner from 4:30 to 6:30, and for groups of four or more, I would suggest you make reservations,
mm-hmm.
and we take all major credit cards.
And this is at the VFW Post in Prescott Valley, located where?
2375 North 5th Street in Prescott Valley. Mm-hmm. Everybody says, where's North 5th? If you've ever been to Fame Park or to the Valley of Lights,
mm-hmm.
you've driven right past our post. As you start down the hill, there's three flagpoles to the left. We sit back. You can't miss us.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And tell us about the comedy show. Is this a first? Have you guys done this before?
No, we've never done it. One of our members is our comedian, and this guy's good. His name is Ron Landis.
Mm-hmm.
Ron has entertained groups of us every now and then. Like we were at a home and garden show. We were trying to sell some tickets for whatever the reason for a fundraiser for us, and he came by, and for 2 hours nonstop, he told story after story after story. I've never had so much fun sitting a booth at a show than I had at that. Ron's funny. The jokes, we recommend this is an adult show, so leave the children home.
Sure.
We do have a $10 cover charge for it.
Mm-hmm.
We will be furnishing some light snacks during the performance and before. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Show starts at 6, and it's about a two-hour show, so we won't keep you too late.
I have to ask you, because I've interviewed a lot of comedians, and I actually tried doing stand-up one time. Have you ever tried doing that?
I got to tell you a funny story. I went to a convention. I was going to a convention in Palm Springs, and I was walking to my room, and I cut through the showroom, and there is a comedian there practicing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I try to be a smart aleck and go ahead and try and exchange quips with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never do that again.
Yeah, you don't trade jabs with a boxer, and you don't trade quips with a comedian, do
Boy,
you?
That's for sure. I've never done it since, and that was probably... Yeah. 40 years ago, I did that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's funny because the great comedian Joan Rivers, she did a one-page interview with Esquire magazine. It's a feature they call Things I've Learned. And she said when two really great comedians get together and they exchange each other's best jokes, nobody laughs. But if it's really good, they will point at you and go, now that's good. Because comedians are the toughest audience there is. And they tend to think that, wow, if it makes me laugh, it must be pretty good. Because they are a tough, tough audience.
Well, again, I don't even, same thing with Ron. I do not try to exchange too many things with him. Sometimes I'll get him, but not very often. And but we, again, I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
I've... You know, the bar will be open, of course. And
the more you drink, the funnier he is.
You know, I can be funny with the right crowd.
and the right mix of drinks, right, John? Yeah,
especially the right mix of drinks.
Boy, I got to tell you, though, what so many comedians have told me is that when you're on stage and it's working and you can hear people laughing, there's no more powerful feeling in the world. But boy, when they're falling flat and you can hear crickets, time just ticks away so slowly. And that's why so many people don't do that. It's a tough gig.
It takes a lot. People don't realize, but it takes a lot to get up there and tell jokes.
You better believe it. And that's why I can't stand hecklers. Because people will sit back in the dark where nobody can see them and yell nasty things at the guy who's putting himself out there, up on stage, that everybody paid to see. And the heckler stays back there like some tough guy. I want to say, hey, you get up there and you make us laugh, and you'll see how tough it is.
Yeah, no, they... People don't realize, like you said, you're either a hit or you fall flat on your face.
Are you ever? Now, let me ask you this, John. You're also having a gun raffle coming up. Is that correct?
We do it about every quarter. We do a gun raffle of one type or another. Next week, we will be starting a new raffle, and we'll be raffling off a Diamondback AR-15. I know that's a dirty word in a lot of circles, but we're going to do it anyway. Tickets are $10 each, or $11 for $100. The proceeds go to, on all of these things, the Comedy Hour, the USO show, and the gun raffle, all proceeds for the benefit of the VFW Post 10227.
Very good. And we want to thank Stan Herrera and John Stuzinski for coming on the show today. How can people learn more about what's going on at the VFW?
Well, they can call the number. There's flyers that are out there, but you can call the number. It's 928-759-0095. Get your tickets. There's only limited seating at this event.
Right.
So I encourage everybody, if you're thinking about it, go ahead and take the plunge and make it happen. We'll entertain you. You won't be disappointed at all.
And the comedy show is coming up this Saturday, and the USO show on May 19th. Stan Herrera, John Stuzinski, any final words?
Don't delay getting your tickets. We've sold out the last 2 years, and people were very angry with us last year because they could not get into the show.
And the USO show is going to be at Life Point Church, right?
Correct. That's on 10-100 East Highway 69 in Prescott Valley. Can't miss it. If you're going towards Dewey from Prescott Valley, it's on the left-hand side. Stands off by itself, big structure. Come on down and see a great show.
You bet. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned, because we've got Jean Lippincott. She's directing Doubt at the PCA. She's up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at kqna.com.
Do you qualify? Limited income households may be eligible for discounted gas and electric service from Unisource Energy Services through our CARES program. If your annual household income is less than 150% of the federal poverty level, that's $37,650 a year for a family of four, you're eligible for CARES. To learn more, call UES at 1-877-837-4968 or visit us online at uesaz.com.
High Waters with our plants of the week and our flowering Easter baskets.
The garden center is stocked full of these big, bold flowers grown to perfection.
We've grown 200 baskets that mesh, intertwine, and spill with colors.
They make a perfect gift for neighbors, moms, pastors, or a good friend.
Don't forget to treat yourself to spring flowers as well. These locally grown baskets are only available until Easter Sunday, and all for under $20.
Waters Garden Center in Prescott. Color your Easter with flowers.
Build a better basket at your local CVS Pharmacy, where it's easy to find everything you need and the sweet deals you want. This week only, fill their baskets with Cadbury Mini Eggs, Hershey Easter Kisses Eggs and Miniatures, just two for $5. Then fill yours with savings on hundreds of cosmetics like Revlon and Almay, all buy one, get one 50% off. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good? Save money at your neighborhood CVS Pharmacy.
Thank you. Are you ready to leave winter behind? Get ready to march into spring with huge savings at Lamb Chevrolet. Right now, you can get a 2018 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4-Wheel Drive LT with an MSRP of $48,360 for only $39,404. That's almost $9,000 in savings. Chevrolet's award-winning family of cars is also on sale, with 2018 Chevy Cruzes for almost $4,000 off MSRP and 2018 Chevy Malibus for under $20,000. Right now at Lamb Chevrolet's March into Spring Sale. Find these specials and much more at lambchevrolet.com. Come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads. Prices include all manufacturer rebates plus tax, title, license, and $399.50 doc fee and expire March 31st. Rebates subject to change.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association, and I say, don't start without us. When you call YCCA, I'll give you a list of reputable, reliable contractors so you'll know who to call for all your construction jobs, big or small. If you need work done on your home or office, one call does it all. Call me, 778-0040. Yavapai County Contractors Association, 778-0040. Don't start without us.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 322. You know, the Prescott Center for the Arts has a history of putting on great shows. And they've got one coming up beginning April 12th through the 29th on the weekends at Stage 2. That's a little black box theater in the alley. And right behind Peregrine Books. And the lady directing it is Jean Lippincott. Jean's been involved with a lot of PCA productions. This one is called Doubt. A Parable by John Patrick Shanley, who's written a lot of Broadway shows. He's written a lot of movies. And it was also a very, very big movie several years ago. It starred, as I remember, Meryl Streep, Viola Davis, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Tell us what the plot of Doubt is all about.
Well, it's 1964, which is very important. And if you can think back to, we were still pretty innocent in 1964. And it's funny because as we talk through the play, as the actors and I talk through the play, something will come up and I go, no, not in 1964. Think about it, because things were just starting to kind of get stirred up.
Yeah.
The Second Ecumenical Council of the Catholic Church has just stirred up the Catholic Church and trying to make it more amenable to the community, to the family, trying to become the church to become part of their family. Mm-hmm. And we have a nun, Sister Aloysius, who's the principal of a school in the Bronx. Actually is a real church, a parish, mm-hmm. and school in the Bronx, St. Nicholas. And she is the staunch, old school...
your stereotypical, very strict nun. Religious leader nun, right?
Right.
The knuckle wrapper, right?
Right. Well, yes, I would think so. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about that. Yeah. Should we have a ruler? Should she have a ruler in her that says, she's a principal, she doesn't need it, you know?
True.
But, and then we have a, he's younger than she is, priest. He's not real young. It doesn't really matter. He has to be young at heart. And he is embracing Vatican II and saying, I think it's great. We should take the kids out for ice cream. We should be, we should be part of their family. They should look at us as members of their family rather than emissaries from Rome. Well, Sister Aloysius can't stand him. And she thinks... And she has absolutely no evidence, but she has a suspicion that he's abusing one of the boys, or maybe several of them in
the
parish.
Is this the altar boys?
Yes.
Oh, my.
And now remember, this is before any of this came out.
Sure.
So the reason it's called Doubt is because John Patrick Shanley does not answer the question, did he or didn't he? You're left leaving this show, but you're with a lot to think about. Even though you still have you have doubts, and then there's a young nun who's caught in between. She took her vows before Vatican II, but she's really sees the value because she's young and she's more progressive. Mm-hmm. And she's caught between Sister Aloysius and Father Flynn.
And for those who saw the movie, that was the Amy Adams role.
Amy Adams role, mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I'm really glad you brought up the point. It was 1964. Because think of how, not only how innocent we were then, but what we thought of our institutions. Because you know, if you were a kid, let's assume that if you were a kid who was indeed sexually abused by a priest, and you came home and you told your parents, you were the one in trouble, not the priest.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was a different world then.
And people wouldn't have believed it.
That's just it.
Yeah. And the thing is, one of the things this play is about abuse of power.
Mm-hmm.
If you think something and you have no proof, do you have the right to ruin somebody's life? And there's not a shred. Well, I don't want to give away too much. But
then again, no, too, about doesn't. The title, wouldn't doubt be the antithesis of faith?
Well, yeah.
Because faith, you don't need proof. You have faith. Doubt, you don't need proof.
There,
you don't have proof.
Yeah.
There you are. Yeah.
So anyway, it's very dramatic. It's short. I don't even think it'll go an hour and a half when we get it. Probably right at an hour and a half. No intermission. And it's very intense, and I've got some great actors. We've got Marnie Uhl playing Sister Aloysius.
By golly, I think we know her.
I think we do. And we've got a new guy in town, Michael Dixon, playing Father Flynn. Mm-hmm. He's got some acting experience, some good chops under his belt, and I'm just enjoying. You saw Fat Pig, didn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The little gal who played the nasty, skinny little gal.
Oh, yeah.
She's playing the Amy Adams role, the sister James.
Now, having seen her in the little beach bikini now as a sister, it's going to be kind of a culture shock for us.
Yeah, if you recognize her, because, you know, they get in all these bonnets and everything. No, you'll recognize her, and she's amazing in the role. And then we've got another new lady in town. Her name is Leslie Jenkins, and she is playing Mrs. Muller.
How about that?
The boy that Sister Aloysius thinks is being abused is the first black child in this parish.
Oh, that adds another element to it.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
And so this mother comes and brings a whole different perspective to Sister Aloysius, who's trying to prove this. So it's part mystery, part thought, makes you think. It's great. I love the play.
You know,
the
fact that it has only four major protagonists, mm-hmm. and it's all set in pretty much the same area, right?
Yeah, right.
And you saw the original stage play before.
In New York,
boy, you talk about being just a perfect play for stage, too. This is it.
It is.
This really is. Now, tell me, as a director, how different it is doing this versus the main stage.
Oh, well, for very different. For one thing, in the main stage, you have your audience all in one place. In stage two, you either have it just on two sides, or sometimes you have it around the ends. Mm-hmm. So you have what we call a three-quarter round. And you have to make sure that everybody sees somebody at every moment. So if you're facing me, I've got to be facing the other side. And it's quite a challenge. Plus, there's a lot of things we can't get away with on stage two because the audience can see it.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So in Fat Pig, there was a fish that the gal was eating. We had to make this fish. We made it. My friend and I made it out of clay and fondant, and we had to make it because on the main stage you could get away with just having something on the plate and nobody would see it.
Sure.
But our audience could see that there was no fish on the plate. So, you know, there's things like that you have to take into consideration. Mm-hmm. But to me, I love the intimacy of it.
And, you know, with a play like this set in 1964, and even though it's definitely it's adult material, no question, I would think younger people, especially teenagers, might get a little window into what kind of very taught thinking we grew up with as kids.
Yeah. Right.
You know, because I can remember a couple times kids I went to school with, if they took a note home, you know, from a teacher that criticized them, they were in serious trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Half the time now, the parent goes to the school to complain about the teacher. What a different world we live in now.
Yeah.
It really is. So take me through the casting process for a show like this.
Well, I had to look for people that could act. Mm-hmm. I mean, I couldn't teach this level of acting while I was directing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that in the past, and I've been very successful with it. But this was just a whole different level.
Sure.
And so then, of course, it's a dream role for women of a certain age.
Yeah.
That Sister Ella Wishes is between 50 and 70, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
And
and Marnie's between 30 and 40, I believe.
Yeah, so Marnie's,
just in case
we're gonna
she's
age
listening.
Her. Yeah, right. Yeah, Marnie.
Mm-hmm.
And but so I had a huge turnout,
mm-hmm.
and I had a lot of good women actors, and it just blew my mind. I didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kept whittling it down. It was not easy, and boy, every time I let somebody go, it was just wrenched my heart, because
oh, yeah.
they would have been good too, you
yeah.
know, and you just have to decide what you want best. And then I had quite a few men show up for Father Flynn, but the one that I cast was he was pretty far ahead of everybody else. He wasn't quite as hard to decide. And so then the other two, well, of course, Mrs. Mueller, we live in Prescott. So Mrs. Mueller was a little hard to cast. But,
mm-hmm.
God, I found this, Marnie found this lovely lady for me, and she's great.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good actress, and she's new to town. So.
Well, you know, I know on the PCA website, they list when auditions for certain shows are on.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you get somebody showing up for an audition who's never acted before but wants to learn?
Oh, quite often.
Really?
And if we have a small role that we can put them in, we usually try to. Because
mm-hmm.
anybody that's that dedicated and that brave to come out and walk into an audition when they've never done any acting, or maybe just done it in high school and
mm-hmm.
haven't done it since, we want to get them involved. So, they can't take the big roles.
Yeah,
but,
sure, not
but,
yet. Yeah.
So I didn't have anything for somebody that didn't have a little experience. But quite often we'll do that. We'll stick somebody in that, you know, have a small role and a chance to learn some stuff and
sure.
get your feet wet.
Is it still true, the basics of acting are remember your lines, hit your marks, and don't trip over the furniture?
I'm sorry. That has never been the basics of acting for me. Talking to the wrong person, TJ. No, I method all the way. So I have...
How interesting you say that, because my sweetie and I were in Los Angeles during last Memorial Day weekend, and we were staying in a motel right across the street from the Actors Studio.
Oh, my God.
On Sunset Boulevard.
Wow.
It was Lee Strasberg. That's where he got started in L.A.
I was going to say that. Yeah, he got started in New York.
Oh, New York, yeah.
New
but
York,
that was
yeah.
his L.A. branch.
Valley,
thing, yeah.
I'll be darned,
isn't
yeah.
Isn't that something?
Of course, his... The thing with method acting is it's evolved
sure.
like everything should, and some of the stuff that Lee Strasberg taught back in the old days was a little crazy, but. I mean, one of the stories I've heard is that Marlon Brando came out of that school, and when they were filming Last Tango in Paris, they were supposed to coat each other with butter and
yeah.
slither around with this sex scene. And Marlon Brando, they wanted to use margarine, and Marlon Brando made them use butter. But that's not the kind of stuff that I do. I just...
And, of course, Dustin Hoffman has his share of stories like that, too. These guys can get a little bit too carried away at the
yeah.
method, can't they?
Yeah, they
indeed.
Can.
Oh, wow.
But,
what a great story. Well, Doubt runs on the weekends, Thursday nights too, right?
Yes, Thursday night, Friday, and then Sunday afternoon. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, and
mm-hmm.
then Sunday afternoon matinee.
And it all starts April 12th at Stage 2. That's the little black box theater right out of Greenwich Village, isn't it?
Yeah, right out of Greenwich Village.
Under the light bulb in the alley.
Next to the dumpster.
Or as Rob White called it, the third dumpster down from the main stage.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah, what a great little place to see a show, and what a great show for
well,
a black box theater.
I hope people will come or get their tickets early, because
mm-hmm.
I do think this is going to be very popular. People
yeah.
say, oh, you're doing Doubt?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a little edgy, you know, for a conservative town like
yeah.
this. I think it's going to be really worthwhile.
And the other thing is a couple people have asked other people, and I've heard about it, do you have a director that knows how to direct something like that? They go, yeah, we do, because
mm-hmm.
I'm the drama queen here.
Well, you know what? A couple of years ago, when John Meyer was with the PCA, he directed Agnes of God.
No, he didn't direct that.
Or he I think he brought that into town.
He brought it into town or something. Okay. Yeah, it was Layla Tinney that directed it.
Oh, in fact, Layla will be here, I think, next week for her high school show.
Oh.
But they directed it on a raised cross-shaped stage.
Right.
And I thought, boy, if I hear thunder and lightning during that show, I'm wearing rubber shoes. So, yeah. But that's what art does. Yeah. It's supposed to push
it
a little bit, isn't it?
It does.
Gene Lippincott, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned because we're going to talk on the phone in just a moment with, this is going to be Kate Baker for the Professional Women's Group Scholarship Program. That's coming up after news with Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012-8295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
75 years ago, a group of leaders had the vision to realize how important locally governed, not-for-profit healthcare would be to the fabric of our growing community. They rolled up their sleeves, and Prescott Community Hospital opened its doors. As the years passed, there were many changes. Prescott Community Hospital became Yavapai Regional Medical Center. But two things didn't change. That same can-do spirit grew stronger than ever, and YRMC continued to be a point of pride for our community. Today, YRMC is still your not-for-profit healthcare provider, operating solely on patient revenue and generous community support. And yes, we continue to be locally governed, which means that your healthcare is our only priority. As we celebrate our 75th anniversary, we'd like to thank you, our family, friends, and neighbors. Because of you, YRMC is 75 years strong.
Buildup, dull, lifeless hair, and water spots on your once sparkling dishes are avoidable problems. This is summer. Let RED Plumbing give you a better way of living by installing a water softening system. The folks at RED Plumbing have a quick and easy hard water test so you can take out the guesswork. Don't wait any longer. Give us a call at 772-9296. Find us on Facebook or visit us at redplumbinginc.com.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. The remains of a child found in July 1960 outside of the town of Congress has yet to be identified, but the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office is hoping new forensic technologies will change that. When the remains were recovered, the Prescott community raised money for a proper burial, including a casket purchase and funeral service at Mountain View Cemetery in Prescott. The unidentified child became known as Little Miss Nobody at the time.
It was determined necessary to exhume the remains, which would allow further testing in light of new forensic technologies. YCSO cold case investigators contacted the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, who funded the exhumation of Little Miss Nobody.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin says they're seeking any information from the public on this case.
Contact Cold Case Investigator John Shannon at 928-777-7293 or leave a tip anonymously by calling Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232.
The child's ancestry or race is classified as undetermined. The child is best described as having an age range of 2 to 7 years, with the highest likelihood being 3 to 6 years, an estimated weight of 55 pounds, and a height of 3 feet 6 inches. The Mingus Union School Board is taking a zero-tolerance approach to hazing incidents.
On Monday, the board voted 3-0 to suspend a student for 180 days, according to the Verde Independent's Bill Helm. In an open disciplinary hearing that lasted close to 3 hours, senior Tyler Kelly was told he would need to continue his education elsewhere if he planned to graduate in 2 months. Kelly was suspended from school and from his place on the varsity baseball team due to an incident where he and another student were charged with sexually related hazing of 3 students on a school bus. Superintendent Penny Hargrove says the incident was reported by the coaching staff that the bus was out of control and they needed help to resolve the situation. The other student, whose name hasn't been released, has also received a 180-day suspension. Kelly can't attend any of the Mingus Union District's 3 schools and he's not permitted on district property for any events, including prom and graduation. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight and tomorrow. Clouds roll in for your holiday weekend. Expect an overnight low of 38 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 72 tomorrow and a high of 74 on Saturday. 44 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 81 and a high on Saturday of 84. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Windfall Willie here. Picture this. You're driving around and visit an Arizona Lottery retailer. You walk to the counter and read, Fast Play, a new way to play and win instantly. Intriguing. You ask for a Fast Play ticket, it prints, you look, and you win instantly. You cash out and drive home in style. Woo-wee! Play for lightning fast wins starting at just $1 with Fast Play from the Arizona Lottery.
Did you know that in Yavapai County, hundreds of children have been removed from their homes due to abuse or neglect? This is Quincy Castleberry with CASA of Yavapai County. With so many children in out-of-home care, we are in desperate need for more caring adults to advocate for these children. It takes just 15 to 20 hours a month to make a difference in a child's life. If you have the desire to be a mentor to help change the life of a vulnerable child, please visit CASAofYavapaiCounty.org and make an impact that lasts a lifetime.
Hi, I'm Jason Williams, the Trails and Wilderness Manager for the Prescott National Forest. I earned a Bachelor's and a Master's of Arts in Environmental Studies and Adventure Education from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by working with community members on such projects as the Prescott Circle Trail and protecting our wilderness areas. My experience with Prescott College allows me to contribute by conserving our local public lands and providing opportunities for everyone to enjoy the great outdoors.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 343. We have on the phone from the Verde Valley, Kate Baker. Kate, tell us about the PWG and the scholarship fund.
Okay, thank you for having me, DJ. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. The Professional Women's Group of Northern Arizona. You may wonder what that is. Well, it is committed to igniting personal and professional growth with events focused on inspiring women through networking and education. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do. And we have our luncheons quarterly. So we invite always any woman that's in business or has her own business. Doesn't matter if you're trying to learn and network and learn some new marketing skills. This is where you want to be. We have those quarterly, as I said, January, April, July, and October, from 11 to 1:30. Mm-hmm. We have speakers and all kinds of things that are fun for you to be there at a nice luncheon also. We are focusing right now on our scholarship program. And we have been gathering donations from our members and from outside sources for the last year. And we have gathered, at this point, $2,500 to present to a local recipient that is wanting to continue her education.
Now, how do people qualify for this scholarship? Do you contact them? Do they contact you?
Well, they will go to our website, which is pwgaz.org/scholarships. On that website, you will see all of the general information and the PWG scholarship procedures that you will need to go through in order to apply for a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is self-explanatory there. Our scholarship program is supporting women in the Verde Valley, Sedona area to continue their education. So women are chosen based on their need and their demonstration of leadership, academic achievement, community service, and extracurricular activities.
What are some of the reasons that young women need mentoring when they start out, either in a profession or as a small business owner?
Well, because you can't know everything just from being in college or some sort of continuing education. Sometimes you need to be brought down to the real earth here with some of your, people that are in your area that are successful in their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And by meeting with them at the luncheons and our PM events, you can learn how to network and choose some new marketing ideas by just being with people who are already successful, or if you want to increase your success,
mm-hmm.
that is one way of doing it.
Now, what areas of Northern Arizona do your members come from, and what kind of professions, occupations, and businesses do they represent?
Okay, well, we do get women. We have over 600 members.
Wow.
So we get women from all over Northern Arizona. So just whatever that encompasses, all Northern Arizona.
Hmm.
But some of the members that come are from the Sedona area. You have some of your spa people, some of your essential oil people. We have a car dealership. We have insurance people. Gosh, I could just go on. Anything that a woman is involved with in a business is welcome to be there, and we just have people from all walks of life. So it would be hard to name everybody, but
sure.
We have a lot.
And how is this scholarship financed?
It is donations from our members and from some of the outside sources.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done really well at, just to know that these women have come to our luncheons and have donated money to our scholarship fund because they also want to see our young people or even some of our older women
mm-hmm.
that want to continue their education, and they want to help empower them to do that.
On that note, since we have a lot of people in this area going back to college, in fact, I was told by one of the Yavapai College people here in Prescott the other day, their average student age is 35. Is there any kind of an age limit to who can receive this scholarship from PWG?
No, absolutely not. I don't care if you're 60. You want to go back to school and you've been in school and you're trying to still get your education. We want to help you.
Mm-hmm.
We feel every woman deserves to be helped if she needs it. We want to be able to be that person or that committee that does that for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is an online application submission, correct?
Right.
Now, how do you determine and when do you determine who gets the award and how will applicants be notified?
Okay. They can go online, like I said, at pwgaz.org/scholarships. There they will apply for their scholarship, and then the cutoff date for that is May 12th. Excuse me, I've had a cold.
Mm-hmm.
So May 12th is the cutoff date for that. Then all of those applicants will be gone over by the Professional Women's Board of Directors, and then we narrow it down to three. And on June 15th, we make the decision after we interview the top three.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will decide which one or maybe even two would share. The scholarship is between $500 and
$2,500.
Mm-hmm. So maybe one person will get the $25. Maybe more than one person can share the $25. So we will determine all of that once we go through the applicants.
And Kate, I interview a lot of educators who talk about how different the professional and job markets are now compared to when you and I were kids. When you and I were kids, there weren't a lot of fields open to women. How does it feel when you see more and more young women these days entering fields like the STEM courses, science, technology, engineering, medical, and math?
Oh, I just think it's so exciting. And me being over 60, I am really proud to see so many young people, young women especially, continuing their education. You know, a lot of women have stayed home and had their families, mm-hmm. and now they can have their opportunity to go back now that their children are older, and they can go back and be a nurse, or they can, and we have a lot of those, you know, women in this area that want to be in the medical field, and a lot of other areas that they want to go back to. So to help them continue that education and become a woman that has a degree or a woman that wants to prosper and reach her goals that she had set for herself many years ago, I think that's exciting, very exciting.
You know, it used to be that once you passed about 25, people thought you're too old to go back to college. But we're proving that wrong, aren't we?
We are proving that wrong. And I think, you know, our younger people especially are becoming smarter by the day because mm-hmm. they're exposed to so much, you know, through the internet and through, you know, all the different things that are out there now in technology that they don't really lose a lot like we did. If we were out of school, we kind of lost all that because we couldn't stay in touch.
Sure.
They're staying in touch on a daily basis.
And one last question, very briefly, how important is it for our younger people to educate them in this area and keep them in this area after they graduate so we can take advantage of their youthful skills and energy?
Absolutely. And, you know, we want them to go, you know, and come to us as the Professional Women's Group and share, you know, they mm-hmm. can share what they have accomplished and share it with people that maybe have thought about continuing their education but haven't really done it. So they would be a great asset to the Professional Women's Group, knowing that they strive to reach their goals and to become what they wanted to become all along.
Mm-hmm. And how can women of any age who are interested in the Professional Women's Group, your group, contact you and learn more?
Well, they can go to our website, as the same one that I mentioned before, but it's just pbgaz.org. And they can sign up for our luncheons. They can sign up for our Facebook account. There's a lot of things that they can. There's no membership fee. All you're doing is paying the cost of the luncheon. Come to the luncheon and see what we're all about.
And your meeting schedule is on that website too, right?
Yes. Everything is on the website.
Very good. That is Kate Baker with the Professional Women's Group of Verde Valley. Thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A, and congratulations with that scholarship fund.
Thank you, DJ, very much.
You have a great day. Bye-bye. That is Kate Baker from the PWG of Verde Valley. Stay tuned because I've got some final thoughts coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Thank you for voting Findlay Subaru Prescott, the Quad Cities Business News 2017 Best of Business Automotive Dealership Award.
We have worked hard to serve Yavapai County and become good community partners.
Findlay Subaru Prescott believes the health of a community depends on being involved.
So we are continually supporting nonprofit organizations, schools, and charities whose efforts benefit our local communities in northern Arizona.
For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR for 63 months on the 2018 Subaru Forester. With road-gripping, symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus a fuel-efficient 32 miles per gallon.
The Forester has 8.7 inches of ground clearance. That's peace of mind wherever the road takes you.
Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to make the world a better place.
Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
Offers OAC, EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Forester 2.5i CVT models. Actual mileage may vary. Now through April 2nd, 2018, get 0% APR financing for 63 months on select new 2018 Outback models. Monthly payments of $15.87 per thousand borrowed.
streets of New York and Prescott and KQ&A welcome you to the Arizona Diamondbacks opening night viewing party Thursday, March 29th. With a new look at streets of New York and the start of the season for the Diamondbacks, come and join us for food and drink specials starting at 4 p.m. as we count down to the first pitch at 7:10. Enter at Streets of New York for your chance to win two tickets to a future Arizona Diamondbacks game. We'll see you Thursday, March 29th from 5 to 7 at Streets of New York and Prescott. Go Diamondbacks!
Hi folks, it's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Have you had a bad experience with a local heating and cooling contractor? Insane prices for repairs, or they tried to strong arm you into buying a new system? Don't get pushed around by those guys. They are not the only game in town. Give us a call at 458-8177. We are local, veteran owned and operated. You'll be treated with respect and given the proper customer service you deserve. Look for us on Facebook, visit us at pvhac.com, where you can now book appointments online. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
Making America safe again. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, a former strategist and deputy assistant to President Donald Trump, joins Dr. Kelly Ward.
Join Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Kelly Ward on Friday, March 30th at the Prescott Resort and Conference Center for an unforgettable experience. Doors open at 7 a.m. For tickets and information, go to kellyward.com, then click on events and register for the Prescott Breakfast Event. Paid for and authorized by Kelly Ward for Senate, Inc.
I'm Dr. Kelly Ward, and I approve this message.
We depend on our vehicles. They're supposed to get us safely from point A to point B. Work, doctor's appointment, running errands, even that family vacation. I'm Gary Denton, owner of AMCO Prescott Valley. Keeping you on the road and keeping you safe is what we do every day. AMCO is a trusted name in transmissions and automotive service. Expertly serving our customers, our community, and no matter where you're headed, AMCO transmissions are backed by our nationwide 3-year, 50,000-mile warranty. So go ahead, hit the road, because your transmission is an AMCO transmission. AA, MCO.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
Well, as you heard Sanford Cohen just a minute ago, we have the Diamondbacks viewing party starting at 5 o'clock today at Streets of New York Pizza. That is in the Walgreens and Sprouts Plaza at Sheldon and Montezuma in Prescott, starting at 5. I'll be there about 7, first pitch at about 7:10. So I hope you'll come down and join us. Like he said, we'll have giveaways and prizes and just a good time atmosphere to watch the Diamondbacks open their 2018 season. And strangely, the way they're opening the season, they're not playing Sunday on April 1st, April Fool's Day. Of course, it's also Easter. So good reason, I guess, not to play on Sunday when you open the season this early. Stay tuned now for Talk of a Town, the Thursday Roundtable. And on Monday, I will be back with authors of new books that will make your holiday and summer reading list. Join me here Monday at 3 for Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.